It's the 5th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Charity Commission inquiry into the Captain Tom Foundation, which began 2 years ago, has made a decision regarding the future direction of the organisation. Captain Tom's daughter, Hannah Ingram Moore, and Colin, her husband, can no longer occupy the roles of charity trustees. Concerns were raised regarding a conflict of interest between the funds collected for the charity and profits gained from the Captain Sir Tom Moore name within the family-run businesses. The Ingram Moores issued a statement disagreeing with the outcome, believing they were specifically targeted by the charity watchdog. The foundation was created following Captain Sir Tom Moore's successful completion of 100 laps in the garden of his Marston Mortain home, raising millions of pounds for the NHS. Mayanur Ahmed has pleaded guilty in Luton Crown Court to selling defective vehicles and providing misleading business information to his customers. The 35-year-old faces court fines and will also have to pay compensation to his three victims. Bedfordshire Police are asking any witnesses to come forward after a fight broke out between two men in Luton's Telford Way earlier in the week. The men were first chased by three people, then punched by a woman. Finally, during the brawl, he was attacked with what was described as a hammer. The victim was transported to an area hospital where his injuries were serious but not life-threatening. Three Vizian warty pigs were born at Bedfordshire's Whipsnade Zoo. The rare pigs, which are native to the Vizian Islands in the Philippines, have had their numbers drastically reduced as a result of deforestation. Their mother, Tessa, carried them for 3 months, 3 weeks and 3 days. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.